Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We give God glory, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to keep on rejoicing and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. We did not have technical difficulty tonight. We had a forgot that it was the first that had to be plugged in, and we had the fourth plugged in and not the first. But anyway, nevertheless, if anyone joins us tonight, we're going to resume right back on into the prayer time tonight. And if not, we are going to pray and give God glory with you to let the adversary have any room. I was prepared and giving God glory that we were ready, and come to find out, got a call, and we weren't, looked at the system, and we weren't on tonight. But nevertheless, we got to be persistent and pursue after the things of God, and can't give the adversary any room. At any time, glory to God, there is an error. God has a way to make the crooked path straight. So we bless the Lord and give him glory, for this is the day and time that he will get glory and praise. In spite of what's going on or what took place or whatever the delays are, he is worthy of the praise. So magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together, for he is worthy of every praise and every honor in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. I'm going to take this time out as we acknowledge the Lord and give praise, glory to God, for this particular scripture we're going to read. It's praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6:18. There is a call in the Spirit for perseverance. You have to be dedicated to a divine purpose. Without purpose, you are like a leaf blowing in the wind or a drifting ship with no sail. In Nehemiah's day, he was faced with much opposition. First, his enemies wanted him to come down from the wall and stop the work. When they could not get him to stop, they attempted to get him to compromise the call that had so gripped his heart. Not being able to get a compromise, the enemy settled for intimidation. How many times did the enemy try to provoke us or agitate or aggravate to try to get us to turn away, glory to God, to tear off the path that God has for us or what he wants us to do? And so, Nehemiah, he was determined. He was not going to let Sanballat or nobody else take him off the wall. He was determined. Nevertheless, he was going to continue the work of the Lord. So as it says, they attempt to get him to compromise the call that had been gripped his heart. Not being able to get him to compromise, the enemy settled for intimidation. And we got to be determined as prayer warriors and women and men of God that's carrying the gospel, not to let intimidation, setbacks, setups, whatever the enemy tries to do to tear off the path. We got to be determined. If God assigned us to something, we got to be determined to press and pursue, because he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And he said in his word that he'll make the crooked path straight. So even with setbacks and delays and whatever like this, delays don't mean a denial. We got to press and pursue like Nehemiah did. Nehemiah said, should a man as I, and Nehemiah 6:11, this man of God, had I reached the decision that if there was going to be anyone running, it would be the devil. The task that God has placed in his hands was more important than the threats of the adversary. And even tonight with the delay or trying to get on, it was imperative that I will keep the assignment that we were going to press and be on, even if I had to be on alone regardless. But we thank God for faithful prayer warriors that it will press and pursue in joining. But nevertheless, whatever he's assigned us to do, we got to fight the good fight of faith and keep praying and persisting and pursuing in him until the work is done. In the day which we live, we need to constantly encourage ourselves in the Lord, speaking to ourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, Ephesians 5:19. We need to bombard our spirit with the word of God as we continue to press and pursue in prayer, what we got in preaching, in witnessing, in teaching, whatever he put out our hands to do. Be faithful in the name of Jesus. We We bless the Lord tonight as we come on, glory to God, giving God glory and honor. We bless him, glory to God, as the ones that did not hear, that just came in. Our scripture reading was Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereof with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6:18, to God be the glory. Father, we do honor you tonight and we give you glory and we thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his anointing. Thank God for renewed mercies every morning. Thank God for grace. Thank God for the spirit, glory to God, of anticipation, of expectancy that you place in us to keep seeking out your face. And you said the only thing that pleases you is faith. So, God, we're asking you, Lord, to help us to walk in your command. Asking you, Lord God, for that strength and courage. Forgive us for every offense, every transgression, deed or thought in our minds that, glory to God, that is contrary to your will, that we will not pursue as nothing else but you and your word. Help us, glory to God, to be walking in stability, being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. Be in a place to know that you told us to look to the hills, which comes our help coming from the Lord. Know that in this world there's going to be many afflictions. There are going to be things that try to get us to transgress or cause us, glory to God, to be discouraged or cause us to try to get into anxiety. But you told us to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. You told us, the glory to God, to know that we are, know that your word says you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to know that we got to believe what your word says. You already said that you're not a God that you should lie and your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. You have proven yourself over and over and over so many times. So, God, we're asking you, Lord, to help us in every area that we may get weak or we may get to a place, glory to God, to allow the enemy to creep in any way. God, help us remember to cast the care back, help us to put our trust and faith in you and to do as 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us to know, glory to God, we got to be persistent about staying on our post. You are our helper in the Holy Spirit. You comfort, you teach, you lead, you guide, you give us that strength and direction that we need. And we only trust him, not grieve him or override him. Help us to be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Even that small, soft voice that many times you may speak in the name of Jesus. We love you today. We appreciate you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the spirit of praise. Help us, glory to God, not just pray, but we got to believe. But not only that, worship you and glorify you and magnify you, give you the praise that's rightly due you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you today. God, help us as a people of God that we'll get in our place. You said a house divided against itself cannot stand, a kingdom divided. Oh, God, there's too much division in the body of Christ. But we're believing, glory to God, for that healing, for that resurrection power to rise up, glory to God, for people's minds to be changed, to be convicted, for repentance, glory to God, as you said, if my people were to call by my name. We know the scripture, glory to God, 2 Chronicles, but in the name of Jesus, not to know it, but we got to live it. In the name of Jesus, help us to be helpers one to another, bearing one another's burdens, praying for one another. Thank you for your healing power. By your stripes, we will heal. Thank you for your delivering power. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the courage that you give us to go on. Thank you, Lord God, for your word, glory to God, that sustains us and cleanses and washes us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the mercy and the grace. In the name of you, thank you for the divine favor. In your name, Jesus, we bless you, God. Help us, glory to God, to word our mouth, glory to God, that we may glorify you and minister to the hearer, glory to God, those things that are going to build and tear down and uproot things that are holding them or causing them to be captive. You said in your word, glory to God, that you sent your word to heal us. And God, whether it be of a broken heart, or whatever the situation may be. You said you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. We just bless you for your ministers of the gospel, the prayer warriors, glory to God, the fivefold minister, ones that are in the trenches, those, glory to God, that are calling on your name and interceding and binding and loosening and cursing and canceling every foul and unclean spirit of the enemy, putting him to flight. Thank you, Lord God, as they're praying for the healing and for the deliverance and for those that are in prison, those, glory to God, the leaders of our country, leaders, glory to God, of the gospel, leaders, glory to God, that may be in various other capacities, that God, that we'll pray, God, that they will do what's right, not be greedy, and they will do what God has called them and anoint them to do in the name of Jesus. We're praying one for another, God, that we will stay focused and stay in obedience and glory to God, being steadfast, God, to encourage in the name of Jesus, and help us not to be a partaker of another man's sins. Help us, glory to God, not to compromise. God, we need you like never before as we pray for our leaders so we can pray for one another. Pray, glory to God, ones that are that called on the name of God and say they're living a life that's supposed to be pleasing in your sight. God, help those, glory to God, that are doing things contrary and sending out different messages, God, for what God's supposed to be a representative of. And that is not so, glory to God, when we are different in that. And we are praying, glory to God, for a change of heart so we can be able to be leaders in the midst and mentors to our youth and the people that are following us. God, we pray, glory to God, for our youth at this hour and this time with all the horrible and satanic and demonic forces that are coming after them to try to destroy their lives, and some is being destroyed and send them off on a different path, and the things that are causing them to commit murder and suicide and bullying and disobedient and rebellious to parents and to, glory to God, those that are in authority, and those, glory to God, that don't want to live right. Those, glory to God, are beginning to be hopeless, and then other ones, glory to God, are trying to crush the other one just to be on top. God, we bind up all these forces that are taking our children's and children's lives out all across the country, all across the globe, in the name of Jesus. God, you got an appointment for them, glory to God, to live a life that you want to use them and raise them up to carry your message, carry your word. We plead the blood of Jesus against Satan that want to destroy their lives. God, we are praying, give them a mindset to hear your word and to obey your word. But God, help us to know as believers, we can't be crossing over back and forth and they get confused because they can't even see, glory to God, in some of our lives, an example or a mentor, and they end up picking up the wrong kind of mentors or finding themselves off on paths, glory to God, that are destructive. God, we are praying for their minds. We are praying, glory to God, against the evil forces that the enemy is using, things, glory to God, to distract them and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying, glory to God, for a change of heart, a change of mind. We are praying, glory to God, for being an example and a light. Those that we can reach, we may be able to talk and minister to. Others, we can't do anything but pray and intercede in the name of Jesus. But whatever you assigned us to do, for whatever purpose, God, help us to be the example first, the first partaker, then be a light in the midst on the hill, not on a bushel. We need you like never before in these end times and all the things that are going on. God, you still have us here for a purpose, for us to be able to be a light, to make a difference, to be a witness in the name of Jesus. So we come against confusion and chaos and all kinds of other spirits that are coming to divide us, and jealousy and envy, and God trying to take God's word and twist it and do it like we want to do it to live. So many believers are not committing to the cause of Christ. God, you already told us that the word is not no private interpretation. God, you got a plan for our life according to Jeremiah 29:11. You said you know the thoughts, glory to God, the plans you have for us, good, not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless us and prosper us in the name of Jesus. Help us to know, even in the challenges, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you say you deliver us out of them all. You said, be of good cheer. You have overcome the world, and you've caused us to be overcomers, triumphers, and victorious through the Holy Spirit. If we let him lead it and guide us, that guiding light, as you let us know, even in Psalms 119, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light into our pathway. So, God, we are praying for courage and encouragement, peace and joy, and, God, for determination like never before, that the believers will stand fast, hold fast, and go over to God, hold on to the promises of the Lord. We bless the Lord in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We're going to open the line for Mother McCormick, so she was the first one in between those coming on tonight in Jesus' name. Go to pray. Praise God. Mother McCormick?
Okay. Praise the Lord. God, we thank the Lord for this day. Thank the Lord for what we have already heard and been seeing from Sister Hubbard. I just want to read a little scripture right fast, and then I'm going to go on with prayer. In St. John, the 15th chapter, and starting at the 5th verse, where it says, I am the vine, you are the branch. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as the branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And I'm going to read the last verse. It says, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And so I was just reading that a few minutes ago before we got ready to come on. And I was just thinking on that, you know, just thinking on just God wanting us to continue in him and just continue. I remember a while back how God just spoke to me about that word. So I just thank God for that word on tonight, and I'm going to begin to pray. Father God, in the precious, holy, and righteous name of Jesus, God, we come before you tonight. Lord, we come just want to give glory and honor to you because you are the God that sits high. You are the God that sees, and you are God that knows all things. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, for your forgiveness on tonight. We thank you, Father God, for life, help, and strength. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for grace. We thank you for your love and your kindness, Lord God. We thank you for joy on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your gentleness because you show so much gentleness to us, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, God, for meekness, God. We thank you for your word because you sent your word to heal your people, God, in the name of Jesus, realizing, God, that without your word, we can do nothing. But we thank you for that word on tonight. We thank you for deliver on tonight, how you could deliver us in so many ways and so many different ways in our life that you can come and deliver us from it. We thank you, Lord God, for the change of mind and for the change of heart, God. When there was time in our life that we thought we was going right and we was going wrong. But God, we thank you, Lord God, for that change of mind and that change of heart on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for your shedding of your blood, that you sent your blood, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for him on tonight that shed that blood on Calvary Cross. We thank you for peace, God, that peace that passes all understanding in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for victory and knowing that we can have victory on tonight, but we can have victory in Jesus Christ on tonight because he is the author and the finish of our faith. We thank you, Lord God, for your knowledge on tonight, God. We thank you for understanding and your ability. And we thank you for wisdom because the word of God tell us ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. So, God, we need that knowledge on tonight. We need that knowledge to know how and the way we should do things. And we need wisdom. We need that wisdom, that understanding, and we need that discerning so we can discern that's what's right and what's wrong so we won't call right wrong and wrong right. We need these things, God, and those gifts, and we need those gifts operating in our life on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for revelation, that revelation knowledge that will be able to help us to break that word, be able to know what the word of God is teaching us in these last and evil days. We thank you, Lord God, for faith, knowing that word of God tell us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, God, we thank you for faith, God. We thank you for your teachers, God. We thank you, Lord God, for men and women of God that's teaching the word of God on today, God, for teaching that true word that we need in these days and time that will help us, that will bring us out of some situation that we have been stuck in for so long that we need to come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you for compassion on tonight, God, because you show compassion to your people so many times. You just show compassion when we don't even realize, God, that it is you, Lord, that showing that compassion. And we thank you for the body of Christ as a whole on tonight. We pray for each and every one, name by name and number by number. We pray for each and every one that's in the body on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for protection, Lord God, that you will protect us, God, when we go places, when we in church or when we're not in church, you will protect us and keep your loving arms around us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your angel that count around us and your minister angel, God. We thank you for them. We thank you, Heavenly God, Lord God, for healing, God, for your healing power. Because we need that healing power on tonight, that we can speak healing in our life and we could speak healing on someone else like that that's not able to get a prayer through, that we can pray and be able to get a prayer through to be able to help somebody in these days and time, because there's so much is going on in the world today. We thank you for your Holy Ghost power, because we need that power. When we pray, we need some power behind these prayers when we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us that time to be able to get it right, where we have missed it somewhere down the line, where we have come short of your glory, that you've given us time to get it right in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for having that word too, to repent and ask you to forgive us and cleanse us and wash us whiter than snow in the name of Jesus. We thank you for how you brought us out of darkness into that morbid light in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. You're so good. You're so awesome. You've been so good to us. And God, we pray right now, God, we pray for people that's going through. People are going through a sickness in their body on tonight. We pray for those that's going through blood pressure on tonight, God. We declare and we claim healing on each and every one that's going through a different situation with blood pressure tonight, God. Those that might be going through kidney problems on tonight, we pray for them in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that might be going through a problem with a tumor or arthritis on tonight, God. We know that you are a healer. We know that you see and you know all about it, God, because 2,000 years ago, God, you done it for us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We demand healing. We speak it and we call it in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. We call in our healing right now because we speak with the authority that our healing is there in our life right now in the name of Jesus. We speak, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that might have diabetes on tonight, those that might have gout, Alzheimer's on tonight, God, a heart problem. They may have a flu, aching pain in their body, muscle pain, lupus on tonight, a breathing problem, a lung problem. They may have cancer tonight. But we know, God, that you're able to dry it all up. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the devil. We plead the blood of Jesus on that enemy right now that he have no authority over. None people, all people that may be going through problems and all the sickness that I might be calling out tonight, we bind that devil up, that he take his hands off of people right now in the name of Jesus. We know that they'll heal. We claim healing in people's life right now in the name of Jesus. We claim healing on those that might have a eye problem on tonight, though that might have a mind problem, not be going through something with their mind, might not be able to think like they desire to think, might not be able to say things they want to say, or it won't come to their mind like they desire for it to come to their mind. God, we pray for those situations. We pray for those that might be going through a brain problem with the cells in their brains that might not be functioning right in the name of Jesus. Somebody might be going through a problem with thyroid problem tonight. We bind the devil up in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on him, that he loose him, loose whoever it is in the name of Jesus. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for those that might be going through a per thyroid glands in the name of Jesus. We speak over that situation. Someone might be going through some virus problem, might have a virus in their life. A cough problem where they can't hardly stop it, that they're just coughing all the time in the name of Jesus. God, we speak it and we declare healing on all these situations, God. Oh, God, we know that you're able, Lord God. Somebody might be taking some wrong medication tonight. The doctor may have prescribed them something that they thought it was the right thing, God. We pray for those situations, God, because there's so much things are happening in the world today that we have to be aware and we have to be alert to even our medication when we go to the drugstore and pick it up. We have to check it before we just put it in our mouth. We have to pray over it. We have to check it and look at it and see if we're taking the right stuff that was strived for us the last time when we got medication in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, for those situations. Someone might be going through fever problem. They may have a fever. And it might be hard, it might be burning up with a fever problem. They can't get their fever down. God, we ask you to touch that problem right now in the name of Jesus. Constipation, Lord God. Can't go to the bathroom like they desire to go. Oh, God, lift them up, God. Let them know, God, that you see the problem. You know what they're going through in the name of Jesus. Someone might be going through a flu problem where they have flu, a lot of flu on their legs, just can't stop going. They go to the bathroom so much and seem like they can't stop, God, and just going all the time, but knowing it's all right to go, but just sometimes you just go a little bit too much. We speak over that situation in the name of Jesus. Someone might have Parkinson's tonight, that Parkinson's problem where it shakes a lot and they can't hardly control their muscles. They can't hardly control themselves. God, we speak over that situation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth because we know, God, that you're able, God. We know that you see it, God. We know that you raised up the woman with the issue of blood. We know that you raised up the man that was sitting at the gate. We know that you raised up all these different sickness and all these things that would happen in the word of God. And we know that you're the same God today as you was yesterday. You change us not in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, for those that might be going through a skin problem tonight. Their skin might not be exactly the way it's supposed to be. It may have different colors or some kind of way. God, we pray for that situation in the name of Jesus. Look down on a lady that might be going through her pregnancy, Lord God, might have a problem trying to have her baby or might have a problem that when she's pregnant with her child. God, we pray, Lord God, that the baby will be developed normal like it should be, God, in the way that you see fit, God, that you will put all the organs and things in the child like it's supposed to be in the name of Jesus. Those that might be going through digestive system, can't breathe like or can't digest their food like they desire to, can't eat like they desire to, touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Go into the stomach, God, and God, you work it out. You fix it in the name of Jesus because you told us, God, that there was nothing too hard that you could do, God, in the name of Jesus. And you told us in Romans 8 and 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who could be against us? And you also told us, Heavenly Father, that 1 Peter 4 and 12, beloved, think it's not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. And also in Hebrews 4 and 16, you said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Knowing that we is in a time of need in these days and time, but we yet pray, and we yet pray for all the situation where people might be going through with a paralyzed. Someone might be paralyzed on tonight. Someone might have a spinal cord problem, a nervous problem, neck problem, back problem, hip problem, a leg problem. Or they might be going through a blood problem, or the immune system, or bones, or joint. God, we pray for these people, Lord God. Someone might can't even eat like they desire to. They can't eat properly. Someone might be in the bed, and they can't get out of the bed tonight, Lord God. They can't walk, and they can't talk, or hear, or see. These are all of these things that's going on in the world today. And God, we pray for these situations. And we pray for those that might be going through some problem with they may be stuck in a problem where they don't see the way to get out of it and don't realize that you is the author and the finish of their faith. Don't realize that they can come and call on you. Don't realize that you are the answer to all our problems and all our situations. That you, God, you sent your son Jesus in the world and not condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. So, God, we calling on you tonight that you would touch people's lives and let them know that you is that healer, that you is that deliverer, God, that you are the one that's able to bring them out and bring them out the way that you will have them to come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for your word because we know the word is just like, it's like I was reading this, said, but God's word is an ordinary medicine and most powerful medicine available today. So that word is so available for us today that it's just like medicine, that we can take it we can take that word and we can get into the word and read the word and study the word. Not only read it, but studying and digest the word of God in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, for people, Lord, that's going through problems on tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch each and every one that might be going through all these sickness in the night, God, in the name of Jesus. And let them know, God, that you'll see. Let them know you're able to work out all things. There's nothing too hard that you can't do. And, God, we just thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done and all you're going to do for your people, all that you have brought your people through, down through the years. You've been there, Lord, and you kept them, Lord God, when they couldn't see their way, when they didn't understand it was you that delivered them from the problem that they might be going through. Lord God, touch men and women right now and let them realize that you see and you know their heart desire. You know what they need. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for it. And we praise you and we lift you up right now. And we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We ask him, Mother, praise God for that word of prayer and encouragement and the wisdom that came forth. We are asking, Mother, we'll let that's the line open now to pray. And then Mother Alexander, she's available afterwards.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we honor the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. And thank and praise God for the open prayer line and the connection to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The songwriter says, just keep on praying, for the Lord is nigh. Just keep on praying, he'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Just keep on praying, he'll answer you. So we'll just keep on praying. Heavenly Father, we just bow our heads to you, to give reverence to you, to give glory to you, to give honor to you. We pray to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We want to say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for favor, Heavenly Father. Thank you for letting us see another wonderful, gorgeous day that you created just for us. Thank you for staying the hand of our adversary. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us clothed in a good, sound mind, having a mind, Lord God, to seek after you, hopefully, prayerfully, Lord God, with clean hands and a pure heart. We humbly bow before you, knowing, hallelujah, that you are the creator. You made us, hallelujah, and as the psalmists say, praise God, we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. So we praise you this evening. We give you glory for who you are. You didn't have to do anything, hallelujah, but you allowed us to see another day. And God, we're going to press on, hallelujah. We're going to run on, hallelujah, because we know, hallelujah, there's hope at the end of this journey. We know, Lord God, that you've already prepared a place for us, hallelujah, not a place with hands, but God, you prepared a place for us that where you are, there we might be also. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I want to say I appreciate you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I realize a lot of things are going on, Heavenly Father, but I thank you that your promise is true, that you keep your promise. You don't change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you, hallelujah, that you love us so much, that you want the very best for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you that you already prepare, Lord God, hallelujah, a plan for our lives. And all we need to do is get on the path that you have for us and follow it in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, when we have not been obedient to what your word has said. And God, I pray for a special prayer of remembrance, that people will remember the power of the word that was deposited in their lives even when they were little children. maybe someone's venture off the path of the narrow, straight and narrow path, but we pray that people, Lord God, that the word of God that was deposited and sown in their life as little ones, that that word will begin to come up and be like that, that not the sycamore tree, but there's a plant, a mustard seed. I'm told that, Lord, as I read, that that mustard seed coming to it become a great, great plant, and even birds nest in the that mustard plant. So, Father, I pray that, that your word will begin to come up on the inside, hallelujah, and where there's unforgiveness, let the power of your word, the love of God, begin to destroy the unforgiveness in the heart. I pray that people will realize, hallelujah, that we, if we want to see victory, we've got to do it your way, hallelujah. And your way is not hard, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. For your burden is not heavy, but it's light, glory be to God, hallelujah. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, not my own righteousness, because in my own eyes, you know, we can always think we're good in our own eyes, but for some reason, Lord God, sometimes we just don't add up to what your word says. But I pray, God, that we desire to draw closer to you, that tonight, Lord God, we're seeking you, Lord God, for your will to be done. As the, Jesus taught the disciples to pray, pray to our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your name be hallowed and praised and blessed on the inside of us, hallelujah, where it began to illuminate, hallelujah, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that we become, Lord God, your children in such a manner that when people see us, they'll be drawn to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercies, Lord God. If you allow us to see tomorrow morning, that's new mercies that you've allowed. Thank you so much. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, yes, there may be a lot of things going on, but you're still on the throne. You're still God. Hallelujah. You're still, hallelujah, as the scripture said, all things work together for good to them that love you who are called according to your word. Hallelujah. According to your purpose. So, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you have mercy and help us, Lord God. We're interceding on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of others, Lord God, because you've taught us to pray. You said in 1 Thessalonians, I think the 5th chapter in the 17th verse, to pray without ceasing. In other words, pray always, hallelujah. There's a need to pray as we go about our day-to-day lives, hallelujah. We come into contact with somebody that needs a word of hope, a word, Lord God, of encouragement, a word of prayer. So we need to be prepared to always be ready to pray and to always have an answer of hope for those who act in Jesus' name. So, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Mother McCormick did a beautiful job of listing so many needs, Heavenly Father. And we have yet there's not enough time even to list all of the needs. But I just want to thank you, and I'm still in reminded of Daniel's prayer when he saw the vision and he was troubled, and he began to pray the prayer, hallelujah, he began to set himself. He decided, I'm going to set myself, I'm going to seek after God in prayer. And Father, as we come on this prayer line, we thank you that you're in the midst of us. Because two or three gather together, you're always in the midst. That's your promise. And you're the promise keeper, hallelujah. We are sometimes missing. We sin and fall short of your glory. We pray for forgiveness. Just like David said in Psalms 51, glory be to God. Blot out our transgressions. Cleanse us of our iniquities. Forgive us for our sins, Heavenly Father. And most of all, take not thy Holy Spirit from us. We need your Holy Spirit because we need direction. We can't do it by ourselves, Heavenly Father. We need you. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord God, for breaking up, Lord God, those traps that have been set for your people. We pray, oh God, every trap that the enemy has set, Lord God, let him fall in his own trap. And as the scripture says in Psalms, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. God, we bind up these wicked and evil things that are trying to come against people in the world today. We pray, oh God, for good, sound minds. Hallelujah. Somebody may be disturbed in their mind. They may be tormented, God. They may be afraid to even walk outside of their door. We pray, oh God, for deliverance of this type of mindset, because Jesus came so that we could live and have life to the full, to have the abundant life. Hallelujah. And if we're willing and obedient, we can eat the good of the land as long as we obey what your word says. And you're not telling us something so we can miss out on something in life. There's nothing better than having a good relationship with you and hearing what you say in your word. Hallelujah. You desire that we live. You want to answer these prayers because you want us to have the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. That's what the book of John says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we pray, hallelujah, you want to answer our prayers. So we pray that the prayers that are lifted up tonight, Lord God, that you manifest the answers in the natural so people can experience fullness of joy. Oh, glory be to God. It's so good, Heavenly Father, when we pray for the sick and the sick recover. And realizing, hallelujah, just recently we spoke on there's a time and a season for all things. So we realize sometimes a person's deliverance is going to come when they make the transition from this life to the next life. But while we're here, while we breathe, we're going to pray, hallelujah, for longevity while we're on this side. And Lord God, we pray we don't go nowhere until you say it's our time in the name of Jesus. And as the scripture says, hallelujah, since the days of John the Baptist, the heavens suffer violence and the violent take it by force. So that means that sometimes we got to fight. We have to, hallelujah, fight daily, hallelujah, fight the good fight of faith. That means we've got to trust, hallelujah, what you say and stand on your promises in spite of what storms come. In Isaiah 43, whatever storms or floods, winds, whatever come, glory be to God, we're not going to be drowned. We're not going to be swallowed up, but we're going to have victory because you're on our side, Heavenly Father, and you love us and you want the best for us. Father God, I thank you so much, hallelujah, for the prayer of confession, as I was saying that Daniel prayed, hallelujah. So we must pray the prayer of confession. And as I'm reminded how Job, Lord God, he prayed for his children. Perhaps they may have sinned. So I'm interceding for every person that's represented on the prayer line tonight in the name of Jesus and our families and our children, Lord, interceding for them because perhaps they may have sinned and fallen short of your glory. So I ask you to forgive us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Blot out the transgressions. Lead them not into temptation, but deliver them from evil. At the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, give them good, sound minds, Heavenly Father. Let them have a mind to realize, God, that you are for us. And if you are for us, you're more than this whole wide world against us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want our children saved, set free, and having and being clothed in a good mind, not a mind to go out there and smoke dope and do all kind of evil and drinking and carousing around, living riotously like the prodigal son. We want people, Lord God, to be productive citizens. We pray that you give them, Lord God, good understanding. Give them wisdom, Lord God. Make them wise so that they'll know what they need to do. As long as they're, Lord God, willing to be obedient to you, hallelujah, and they want to do what your good will is, I believe that you give them good understanding. Yeah, they may not have never taken a class on how to become a mechanic, but you put it on the inside of them to let them know how to take a car apart and put it back together so it'll run better. God, you able to do things like that, hallelujah, because you know everything, hallelujah. I can't play a piano, dear Lord Jesus, but I know you put it on the inside, hallelujah, songs. You put exactly what finger need to touch which key on the piano, on the keyboard. You give people gifts so that it can make provisions for them. When this old world would say no to them, you make a way so that they can make a living. God, you so good, hallelujah. And we can't praise you enough for what you've already done. So we lift up our children and young people, seeing so many folks are, I don't know what they're doing, God, but we're praying that you wake up people that's out there driving cars or vehicles, Lord God, whatever it is, or even flying planes or driving trains. We pray that they stay alert, oh God. We rebuke the distractions, Lord God, and the opposition and the disturbances that keep people from focusing on what they're doing, Lord God, because there's innocent children being killed one after the other, Lord God. We come against that devil that's trying to take lives before the time at the name of Jesus. We're praying that souls are not taken away from the earth before their time in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord God, for mercy in this area and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, we appreciate you so much, hallelujah. I heard the prayers, hallelujah, about the somebody may still be going to cancer treatment, Lord God. So we pray, oh God, for healing and deliverance. God, there may be a better way that the doctors can treat people so that some of this chemotherapy, Lord God, is taking so much of the good cells out of the body until people get weak and they get so weak they don't even want to live. And some of them will just close their eyes and say, Lord, I'm just come ready to go. But I pray that nobody leaves without knowing Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father. But I pray, oh God, against this cancer. I'm thanking you that there, that time, hallelujah, at this set time, you will wipe it away from the earth in the name of Jesus. We come against strokes, untimely deaths in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are praying for people who may have lupus or some blood disorders that you will heal and set them free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody going to dialysis, we're praying, oh God, that you will rebuild the kidney. You can do it, hallelujah, because there ain't nothing too hard. I learned when I was a little girl that you're big enough to do anything, hallelujah. You healed me of my sinus problems when I was having a lot of sinus problems in the military, and you healed me instantly, praise God, because I believe that you're able, hallelujah, to do anything, hallelujah, glory be to God. It's the sincere prayer, hallelujah, that availeth much, hallelujah. If we're willing and obedient, you're able to do it, dear God, and we're praying, Lord God, hallelujah, that you regulate these blood pressures. For some reason, something's going on, and people's blood pressure, it could be stress. I pray that we stop stressing out because you want us to bring our supplications and our requests to you with thanksgiving, knowing that you hear us, and knowing, Lord God, when we pray the prayer of faith with the expectation that it's already done, because that's what faith is, that my faith says I already have what I ask for when I ask believing and not doubting. Hallelujah. Jesus said, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith, and speak to these situations. So we're praying, hallelujah, that for deliverance and healing, for sickness and disease, for by Jesus' stripes, You've already covered the sickness and disease. You told us in Psalm 91, hallelujah, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. That means sickness and disease is not authorized on our property, not authorized in our bodies, not authorized in our families. Now, God, sometimes we do stuff to cause situations in our life, but we ask you through the power of your Holy Spirit to reveal to us what we need to be doing and help us not to override the Holy Ghost, but help us to be, hallelujah, in agreement with the Holy Spirit and do what he says. If he tell me to leave the donut alone, well, let me leave that donut alone. And it could be some pound cake or whatever. But, God, you know what I'm saying, and I thank you so much. Help us, Lord God, where we are weak, build us up. Make us strong, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you touch those, Lord God, tonight, hallelujah, that need an increased knowledge of who you are, of who the Lord Jesus is. Somebody, hallelujah, can't stand and receive the great and mighty promises that you have because they have very little understanding about who you really are. You are for us. You love us. You're mindful of every situation. Nothing has taken you by surprise that we're going through. You know what our children are going through, what our neighbors. Thank you for that person praying about incontinence. Somebody's going to the bathroom so frequent. God, you know that's not comfortable. So I pray, oh God, that you heal incontinence. I pray, God, that you touch that condition and cause it to be regulated properly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you so much. We lift up those, Lord God, that are caretakers tonight. We pray for our leaders, Lord God. They need help in the name of Jesus, our teachers. We pray for our youth in the name of Jesus. We pray for our soldiers at the name of Jesus. We pray for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, God, hallelujah, that as the Holy Spirit direct us, let us, Lord God, as the scripture says in Colossians, praise God, after that we receive Jesus, let's walk in him. Let's do and basically imitate the Lord Jesus. So that means we have to find out what his word says. Hallelujah. And sometimes that means we have to pick up our cross. Hallelujah, and bear our own cross, hallelujah. Take up your cross, hallelujah. Jesus had to take up a cross. And so, Lord God, but you don't let us do it alone because you promised us, hallelujah, glory be to God, that you are our God, that you will be with us, that you will strengthen us, that you will, Lord God, help us, and that you will uphold us with the righteousness of your right hand. Thank you so much. Lord, I love you, and I thank you that you love us. Help us on tonight. Bless the prayer warriors, Lord God. We lift up the leader, Minister BJ, and meet her need, Lord God. Hallelujah. Strengthen her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Bless the dear people, hallelujah, in such a special way. And thank you so much. We lift up our pastors and our organizations at church, and we pray that the organization will get in line with the Holy Ghost and be led by your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. Help us, Jesus. Lead us and guide us. Bless my friend, Lord God. And I'm praying that you will open up blinded eyes. And I pray that you heal that cataract. Command that cataract. We command that that cataract will drop off at the name of Jesus. Father, you know there are people out there that don't have any coverage for this or that. But we know that you've already made the way out of no way. And we thank you, Lord God. We pray that you would lead us and guide us now and help us. Help us to do your good will. We bless you right now. We praise you. We love you. We pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus, believing according to your word. John 14:14, one of my favorites. If we ask anything in your name, you'll do it. That's what you say, Jesus. And if we abide in you, and your word abide in us, hallelujah, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done. I heard Mother McCormick read that in John 15:7, praise God. Lord, we love you on tonight. Thank you most that you love us. And help people, Lord God, for people everywhere need your help on tonight. We pray that you bless our food and our water so when we eat it, Lord God, it's not going to bring any harm to our bodies. We pray that we begin to eat. If we've been eating too much, help us to eat less. In the name of Jesus, we purpose in our heart, Lord God, to do your good will. In the name of Jesus, help us not to give in to the flesh, but rebuke the flesh if we need to. In the name of Jesus, God, let your good will be done now. Let your will be done in us. Let your will be done in earth, just like your will is done in heaven. We honor you, Lord God. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be.
Praise God, bless the Lord with as Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we come together just to give you glory and praise. And thank you, Lord. For baby, Lord, there is none like you, Heavenly Father. You said it, we believe it. And so, Lord, I give you all the honor and glory today. I praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another day, Lord Jesus, for keeping us, Lord God, because only you keep us. And I thank you, Lord, for giving us the power and the authority over the enemy, Lord. Because, Father, your word said, only you, Lord God, you are the ultimate healer. You are the healer. And no matter what goes on, believe in his word. Believe if he said he'll take away sickness. He will take away sickness. We got to put our faith in him and stand boldly and proclaim it. That the enemy know that he have no authority over our bodies. In the name of Jesus, Irokoshata, only Jesus. We thank God. Thank him for giving us that power and the authority and dominion. And the power he gave us, no man can take, because God gave it to us. Hold on to what belongs to you. Know who you are and who you serve and what belongs to you. When you stand in authority and take authority over this foul spirit of sickness that come against the body, binding it in the name of Jesus. According to Psalms 103, God tell us in 5, satisfy my mouth with good things. So that what? So that my youth is renewed like an eagle. That's the word of my God. Believe by faith. Believe in his word. And it shall come forth. It shall come forth. So we have the authority and the dominion and the power to bind these false spirits that come from the adversary against our body. Refuse to accept no diseases. We speak against it and stand firm against it. This foul spirit that come attack our body, liver disease, allergy, back pain, bones, heart, kidneys, all these things. We have the authority to bind it in the name of Jesus. I don't tell you don't come against anybody, but remember who you are and who created you and who words you're going to stand on. The word of the world or the word of God. God said, I will take away sickness from the midst of you. And when he said it, he meant it. So we must stand on the promises of God, because there is none like the living God. Sickness and disease shall not have dominion and run in our bodies. We got to start binding that foul spirit and standing firm on the word of God and let it know. You will not stop me in the name of Jesus. He will not take the victory out of your hand. Because you must remember always that what did God say? All power was given unto us. Hi, yes, all power. So we have to know to stand on it and claim what God gave us. If God said we can have it, then we know we must have it, because he said it. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. My father says, I will deliver. So that let me know that regardless what the enemy bring forth, my God word have priority over everything. So we have the power and the authority to bind this foul spirit that attack our bones, pain in the back. 1 minute we're doing all right, and all of a sudden this false spirit come and jump in our back, attack. No. He has no authority. So we're going to stand firm on the promises. We're going to bind it in the name of Jesus. Because my Father said, he said it in his word. And he tell you, put me in remembrance to my word. According to the promises of God, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, 15, tell you, and the Lord will take away sickness. Sickness. He didn't say that he will put sickness on you. He said he will take it away. He said it, then we got to believe it, sister, brother, and sister. We got to believe it. We got to believe it. Even if the doctor give you a pill, who are you thanking first and asking, now, Lord, you work with this, that it do right in my system. Today people are having pills and medicine from the doctor and talking about side effect. And baby, when that happens, you get medicine from the doctor, take it before the living God. Man is not God. Man did not die for you. Lord, we bind this false spirit that come against the body. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose. They're bringing all these sickness and all these diseases, trying to attack the body that we don't have the strength to do the will, the work that you gave us to do. But we bind it in the name of Jesus as we come in the prayer line together, interceding for brothers and sisters, interceding for those we know and those we don't know. But we know that the Lord said, intercede! Intercede! Where is intercession? We got to know that we must pray these things down and walk with the authority. Fear, he didn't give us that spirit. And that spirit of fear is always come against. Rise it head up. And if you don't know who you are in Christ, it will run you down to the ground. But baby, you know who you are in Christ. Bind it and stand firm on your faith in the living God. Because God paid a price for us. God did everything for us. So we have to stand firm on his promises. So much disaster going into the world today. But baby, remember the word of God. Remember what he said. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And remember the weapons that he gave us. Remember, we're not just standing with our hand hanging to our side now. We as children of the living God have the power and the authority to use the weapon he gave us. We are not leave here by just hanging out. No. When you know who you are and you stand on that faith, what God said, baby, don't let no devil fool you. I don't care what he whispered to say. You must recognize the voice of the living God. Don't let him fool you. Sisters and brothers, stand boldly on the promises of God, because God promised never change. Sickness and aches and pain, yeah, cry out to the Lord. I know this is not of my heavenly Father. I know this is not what he have for me. We got to thank God for his mercy and his grace. We got to thank God for who we are in Christ Jesus. God never let us down. Regardless what it looks like, brothers and sisters, stand boldly on the promises of God. And we got to learn to seek him, seek him. Today it seems like the church is backing up. Well, we better start a new get up and get up on that horse and roll. In the name of Jesus, because God gave us the power and the authority to do it. There's nothing wrong with you standing before the living God and casting every cares out to him. There's nothing wrong. Because remember one thing, God knows every corner of your heart, every corner of your life. When the heart have any bitterness in it, or any type of a jealous or envious, anything that is not upright in the sight of God, don't think you're going to get a prayer answer. Clean that heart out first. Then you stand before the living God and you see what happened. God's word is not void, baby. If God said this so-and-so going to happen, then that has to come. God said, I give you power over the enemy. So why are you going to let the enemy destroy you? No. Don't give him no place. Don't give him no place. And it's in the name of Jesus. I thank God for tonight. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for the head of the prayer line. In the name of Jesus, which is Pastor Hubbard, I thank God for her to stand firm, regardless what the enemy come against, to still stand in the name of Jesus. It shall not have dominion over her. Whether we late or whether we stand 15 or 10 minutes late, but still, keep the prayer line running. Because Jesus is the author and finisher of everything a child will do, baby. Because he gave us the authority to do. And once you live for the Lord, what's coming out of you is supposed to be righteous. Righteousness, peace, joy, love. That's what's supposed to come out of you. And that is when you stand firm, you hold your ground, you know who you are. We have so many things that is available to us in the Word of God to let us know that we can stand in a straight line, baby, and let the enemy know, I will not be bowed down to you. Sickness will not have authority over me. This is not what my Heavenly Father says. And when it's time for me to go home to him, he'll let me know by calling me home. Not the enemy going to call me before my time. No. Binding that in the name of Jesus. And keep praying on the Word of God. Keep standing firm. Keep believing in his Word. And keep praying with love in your heart for one another. That's the key of a lot of things. We thank God for our prayer line. We thank God for each and every one of us that are praying and standing on the line, baby. We're standing on the line. For one another and for brothers and sisters, those we know and those we don't know, we still praying for our brothers and sisters. Whether we're on the line on Monday and Sunday, we still pray for our brothers and sisters. Because that's what the Word God gave us to do, pray for one another. God didn't tell us to keep our mouth shut and let things fall apart. And these things that are going on in the world today, it shouldn't be a surprise to the saints, baby. The saints should know that it's already in the Word. But the saints know that you have the power and authority to pull these things down. Don't let them fool you and think they have authority over the saints. God gave us the authority, baby. Remember what he said in his Word. He gave us power over all the power of the enemy. He didn't leave us just stranded out there. He suffered enough. So we could have the authority and the power. So we bind in tonight every sickness, every disease, everything that the enemy tried to come against a child of God with, we binding it up in the name of Jesus. And we ask the Lord to continue to keep us in his will. Strengthen us day by we standing in his word, seeking him more and more, seeking him. Because that's what won't keep us. And Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for being so good to us all, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God. Thank you for receiving every word we said, Lord. You hear it. And you know, Lord God, that we praying hard for brothers and sisters, for the children out there. So much things going on with the young generation. But Lord, you see, we keep them in prayer. Because your word said, Lord God, pray for one another. We pray for our household, Lord God. Continue to keep our heads around each and every one of us, household tonight, Lord God. Help us to continue to walk in that agape of love, Lord. The peace and the joy that you already gave to us, it's in us. Help us to live in it, Lord God. Help us to don't let the enemy have no authority because we did not give him no way out because you said give him no place. So we give him no way. The children of God should not give the enemy no place. So why are we going to give him way? No. We will not give him no place over our children, over our brothers and sisters, over our home, over our family. No. No place. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you today, Lord. I thank you for sisters and brothers, Lord. I thank you for those that is on the battlefield daily, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening them, Lord God. Because, Father God, it's only you can do it. It's only you can keep us. And, Lord, help us to want to be kept by you, Lord. Help us to stay strong in your word and believe in your word. These things I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As I bring this thing before you, Heavenly Father, And I thank you, Lord. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Glory to the Most High God. I praise God. I thank God for the persistence, all for the prayer warriors tonight, for the word, for the anointing, and for how he moved and how he spoke over to God in the prayers. And it's just in my spirit. I just went on later. I had put in the entering the days, and I went to the fourth day, and the eighth day. And somewhere or another, I was rushing. I put in several days, and I skipped the first. But thank God for you all listening and hearing God's spirit to come on, because they have a purpose. Even when I came on, if I had to do it by myself, I was making sure that devil was defeated. But I give God glory because he had a purpose. Hallelujah for those prayers to go out tonight, and even for those that are on that are even listening tonight, and even the guests that came on. I give God praise. That's why we got to be persistent and pursue, because God has a purpose for all that he does and doing us. I thank God for each one of you being so faithful. Praise God. We have some time left to do some to take some prayer requests, and so that probably will take up the rest of the time. So I don't want the night to go on without taking in the prayer requests, because God moved mightily in the prayers that's already been prayed. So I give praise to that. I'm opening the line. I do have one myself. We already had my blood test that came back from the thyroid was good and clear, but they want to do an ultrasound, so they did that, and now they want to check something else on the thyroid. But we already been praying, even God, for the victory and all those prayers that went forth, and looked like God just took some things when the prayers that Alexander was even that reinforcement of who we are and the forces of the enemy that's coming against the body. All of you all from the beginning to the end, every ground was covered, but it was all that extra. Sometimes even when you believe in God for something, some extra piece come in there and reinforce some things too as well as we stand in. So no matter what's going on in our life, we still got to be on our toes. As we were saying earlier for what the scripture that was for tonight, that we got to pray continuously, always. And so right now I want to take that prayer request, Lord, and for you all, we're going to say that prayer, then we're going to get in everybody else's prayer. So Sandra or Mother Willette want to take that prayer for me. We can go ahead and for Mother Pastor Apostle Burton and Mother McCormick for the intercessory prayer, and as we continue to pray even for her test that she's going through. It's already done, because she's already spoken. We've spoken before, and we believe in God. So even with this one, we believe in God. All going to be well, even with that part they got to check around my thyroid. Praise God. So thank God that the blood test was got to check. Meantime, one of you ladies, Mother Alexander, if you want to take it, or if not, Mother, Mother Alexander, go ahead, and then, because we have some other prayer requests, we don't have
to. Praise the Lord. We pray for everyone. You said Pastor Burton and Pastor.
Test came back for the blood work was good, but they have something that's going on. They still want to check in my throat, around the thyroid, so just for that.
But Lord God, Heavenly Father, we know you is a healer, Lord God. We know nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we bring this burden, this hover before you right now, the head of prayer line, Lord God. We bring her before you in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, you is the doctor, and you see all things, Heavenly Father. Lord, whatever is trying to come against her, we bind in it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, because you created every organ in the body. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we bring it before you right now, Lord, and we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, cleanse every organ, every tissue in our throat. We command whatever it is that come against her to loose right now in the name of Jesus. Father, your word said, cast every cares on you, and your word said, come boldly to the throne of grace. So here we are, Lord God, standing in the gap forward, ahead of the prayer line, Lord. And we all coming together, Lord God, touching in agreement for total divine victory in every area, Lord God. That nothing have the authority to rise up against us in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, you created our vocal cord. You created everything in our throat. So, Lord, we know that you answer prayer, and we know that you are the ultimate healer. So we claim in, Lord, whatever it is, it will loose. And back to the pit of hell where it belongs, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise God. We give God glory and we receive it in the name of Jesus. Praise God, as we on one accord. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to take the prayer request and please again. I thought I had stopped, blocked that noise, but somewhere or another it's still coming up. But it's just quiet down just now because some noise on somebody's phone. So preferably if it's something going on in the background at your house, please mute your phone. But in the meantime, it's in cease for now. Any prayer requests besides the one I just gave? And please remember Minister Thompson, someone tonight, pray for him. He's been attacked with, you know, we've been praying and praying, but his appetite hasn't changed much. The one that was going through with cancer in his body and whatever like this, but we believe in God for that divine healing. He was doing so good some months ago, and now there's like an attack has came against him so strongly. And then, of course, when you have knowledge of other people, you know this has departed, sometimes that can pull on your spirit too as well. So just pray for his appetite, his strength, and the divine healing. Minister, we continuously pray for. Okay, I'm going to take your prayer requests now.
Praise the Lord, Minister BJ. This is Evangelist Cheryl. I've been listening to you and Mother Willette and all the mothers on the line. It's truly been a blessing just to listen and hear the prayers. It do reinforce, as you said, your strength. And I wanted to ask some prayer for Janair, that God would just continue to bless her, strengthen her, and help her in her decision process. Because first she said she wanted to get rid of the card and she wanted to keep it. Now she's to the point she said that she can let go. You know, I just pray that she can find something more affordable, that she won't have to deal with all that insurance and that car payment too, and just continue to be able to pay her rent where she is. Pray for me and Deborah. Today I try to go back down to the food stamp office to see what had happened, because I applied for over 2 weeks and she'd been home, and they're going to tell me that the state people didn't want to release. They got it in the computer like she's in custody, but she's living in my house. I said, how can I feed my child? Workers, because they know I have to do for her. And then they're making me do so much that it can't work. This going on in the gym. I'm asking God to rebuke that and close that. Let that decision come to pass and be closed, because I'm doing for her. It's not about money, but they know they took over $300. And I got to feed my child, and I can't work right now, because they want me running here, doing this and doing that. And it's not right. So I'm just asking for prayer tonight for that. And God's protection, as I told you, somebody came in and drew something on my floor. I did tell my landlord, though, because like I told him, he said, we'll still have the keys. I never did accuse him, but I didn't like how he said that to me. But I didn't get upset. I just told him, people have a right to come in if it's an emergency, but within 48 to 72 hours. I told him I'd pay my rent, and I just let it go like that. You know, I told him change the locks, and so they're supposed to be doing that. To God be the glory.
Okay, praise God. We're going to try to take all that we can, because we're about to run out of time. I'm going to have yours. I already took the notes down for that. Any other prayer requests before? We want to try to get them all together right now, because that special one that I needed to have for myself at the time. And you know I do it periodically on what the situation is with different ones. So right now we're going to collectively take the rest of the prayer requests.
All right, this is Brother Black. please forgive me. I come home late, and I'm in and out, you know, sleeping and waking up. But I thank God I'm so charged tonight. And I, as everybody was praying, it was like it was another level to another level. And I just saw the Spirit of the Lord going to hospitals, going to grocery stores, people that are hurting with ankles. They forget about it, and then they're not limping anymore. They're not hurting no more. As your prayers went forth, God began to go, use the angels to heal those people. I saw that thing, and I just thank God. And I'm learning under teachers, every single one of you, and I thank God for you. This is discipline for me, like a child, but I'm going to stay on this line regardless. I'm going to find a way in Jesus' name, but I just let everything go, and I said, Lord, I'm all yours, whatever you want to do, so pray for me in that area. I mean everything. I just live in the secret place, my daddy's secret place now. That's all I do, and I'm not going. I'm not leaving out. I just thank God.
Wonderful. We're going to pray continually, let the Lord bless and continue to elevate you, because I really believe, God, that the power of the anointing is going to raise up that ministry in you to do great exploits for the Lord, as we said when we first met you. Mm-hmm. So it's a blessing, and thank God for the encouragement that you're giving us to tonight, being in our midst for what God is doing, because we're about kingdom business. Any more? Because I'm writing them down. So anybody
praise
else?
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Probably about 5 minutes.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Okay,
this is Sister Brenda. I have a special prayer request. I'm asking each and every one. I thank God for all of y'all prayer warriors and how y'all continue to keep me in prayer, but I really would like for y'all to pray that God will affect my prayer life, that I will pray more effectively and speak more boldly in my prayer life.
Amen. God will praise the Lord. Oh, and more effectively. Okay. Praise the Lord. Another one before we get ready to cover these, because we don't want to miss any of the prayers. Prayers for the requests. Is that the last one?
Yeah. Sister Hubbard, guy that Sister Willie had prayed for last week, the Willie guy, they took hospice. He's in hospice now. He stopped eating. He just stopped eating. So just continue to pray for him. They say another lump have come back on his head. Now the blood clots went down. The swelling has went down off his legs. She prayed for that last week. But now the lump have come on the back of his head. His name is Willie.
My God. All right, then. We're going to go ahead and take these prayer requests now, because the time is about to go. I want to try to cover everything. Mother Willette, would you go ahead and take that prayer request again? Mother McCormick just said for Willie, and also the one for Sister, whatever, we're going to have to make it very brief, though, for Sister Cheryl. And Mother Alexander, did you take Brother Black encouragement that he just want to continue this, and Sister Brenda, the
okay.
presence of the Lord, and for God to bless for more effective prayers and to be effective in their speaking. So, Mother Willette, like I said, we all got to be
yes.
very brief. We don't have it a few minutes. So that's Cheryl
yes,
and also Mother McCormick request for Willie.
I got you. Okay, Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that you see, you know. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Father God, according to your will, Lord God, which is to pray for people. And so we lift up Brother Willie in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Mother McCormick said the swelling went down on his leg, but now he has a lump that's come up on his head, and he stopped eating. God, you know this exact situation, and we're praying, Father, for his deliverance on tonight. We're praying for supernatural miracle-working power to touch his body in the name of Jesus. We first cancel every assignment of evil or every bit of darkness that's trying to come against his body. We pray the prayer of faith that no weapon formed against him shall prosper at the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, that Jesus said that he came that we might have life. And we pray for Brother Willie's life in the name of Jesus, that he shall live and not die, and that whatever is causing these lumps, Lord God, or whatever is taking his appetite, we pray that it is arrested by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray for a supernatural deliverance of his body. We pray, God, if your plan for his life is not up, and we pray that he doesn't have to die from whatever is going on, but God, we cancel that assignment. We cancel untimely death in the name of Jesus. And we just pray the prayer of faith with expectation that you bring about a strong deliverance and healing in his life. We pray that, Lord God, that his soul, Lord God, is linked with the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you so much, Lord God, for a turnaround in his life in the name of Jesus. And we lift up Evangelist Cheryl, Lord God, and her family in the name of Jesus. God, we pray in Christ Jesus' name that you touch, Lord God, the situation that she's faced. First of all, we bind up these wicked and evil things that's trying to come against her or her family in the name of Jesus. We cancel these prince of darkness that's trying to come against her. God, we pray that everything that's coming against her, that, Lord God, let it be a boomerang effect and go back to the very source from which it came. But we bind it right now at the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that she walks in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that you said in Luke 10 and 19, praise God, hallelujah, that you have given us authority, you've given us power over all the power of the devil. So whether it's the people who handle the food stamp, Lord God, or whether it's the landlord and Lord God changing the locks, whatever it might be, Lord God, we pray the prayer of faith that there's going to be a change for good in the name of Jesus, because she belongs to you and she's lifting up her children. Her daughter, Lord God, is questioning what she's got decisions, whether she wants to keep the car because she's got concern about, Lord God, paying for the car and the insurance and then her rent, Lord God. We pray that you open up, Lord God, a door, make a way out of no way to help her. Help her to balance her budget, Lord God. If you need to give her a better job or give her an increase on the job where she is so that her needs will be met, do it in the name of Jesus. God, we pray this prayer of faith and pray that you work her situation out and let her look to the hills from which cometh her help. And let us stand on the promises of God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you deal with that devil that's coming against her, but we cancel every assignment that's against this young lady and her family in Jesus' name, and we pray for victory. Jesus has already gotten her victory, so we pray that she'll walk in deliverance and walk in victory. Cover her house, let anoint her house, anoint her children in the name of Jesus, and kick the devil off of her property at the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of boldness. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith. Let your good will be done now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And praise God. We don't have but another about 2 minutes. Go ahead, Mother.
Glory to God. Lord, we bring Sister Brenda before you. Lord, you know her, Lord, and you know every desire for her. She's a woman of God, Lord God. You know that all, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to let her continue to be strong. Let her continue to keep pushing on, because she is a warrior, Lord God. And, Lord God, you bless her going out and coming in with that strength, Lord God. Help Brother Black, Lord God, that he continue to stand strong and keep his heart and mind and you, Lord God. Because what his desire is, he will receive it if he keep his heart and mind. Promise to stand firm on what he knows that you ask him to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Mother. We appreciate that. Praise God. We were down to our last minute. We give God glory and praise for all the prayer and prayer requests and any one that was on the line, even as a guest that didn't say anything. We're asking now that the Lord bless and minister and touch and encourage and build and strengthen, and whatever the needs are being met. And God, we thank you tonight for all that was done in those prayers. We believe in by faith a miraculous miracles are taking place, even as my brother said, in the spirit, just in the spirit of that move of the Lord move in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to say shalom. Thank God. We're down to our last. Yes, you get ready to say something? Okay. Oh, yeah, we're getting ready to say shalom. So we're getting ready to say shalom. Be blessed, be encouraged, and have a blessed, wonderful night. And we'll look forward to the Lord moving on Sunday night and Monday night for our prayers. We find out who's the speaker. We'll give God glory in advance. But on the fourth Sunday, we'll be Prophetess Benjamin. And we'll let you know who's going to be on Sunday. Bless the Lord. We love you on the second Sunday now, not this Sunday. But bless God. Right. We love you. Have a good
Amen.
Night. Praise God.
We love you.
Keep the
good
prayers
night.
Going. Stay encouraged. Amen. Love you.
Love you.